January 19th, Darshan.
South India.
No, Bihar.
Bihar. From, he was from Bihar, but he was Bengali speaking.
Oh.
His family is Bengali.
Family from Bengal, but he lived in Bihar.
Jamalpur.
Jamalpur, I knew.
What was the last thing you said?
That was from Jamalpur.
Jamalpur.
Oh, I know. Now I knew.
Right.
What is the aim and object of this society?
Self-realization and service to others.
How?
How
ladies
to get
ladies and gentlemen both dance together and live together?
No. Well, I am celibate. I am completely celibate. I am a sannyasi, and we are very strict in our discipline. We do fasting. I'm doing fasting 4 times a month. We are very strict sattvic diet.
There was a sadhu named Niha. You know?
I heard.
What name? And he died.
Maharaj Manoh. That was Maharishi Yogi.
No, you're talking about Rajneesh.
Bhagawan Rajneesh.
I thought that you are afraid.
No, Rajneesh is there and Anandamarg is there. Very different.
We hate Rajneesh. So I thought that you are from that.
No. I do not hate Rajneesh, but I'm not very, not fond.
Then very good.
Hate is a
word. They are following
you. Accept God?
Of course.
Ram and Krishna as a god.
Lord Ram.
You're speaking deities, and we respect all deities.
But what is your deity? What is the deity?
We simply, there's two factors. One factor is Parama Purush, the supreme consciousness.
I could not.
Parama Purush, the supreme consciousness.
Who is he?
And secondly, we also have the concept of Guru, because for us,
guru
our
Guru is God.
No, Guru is not God.
Who is Guru?
Guru is the is a means to realize God.
But who is Supreme Lord?
The Supreme Lord is the Supreme.
Has he form?
The supreme being is infinite.
Huh? Infinite. He has form or not?
Paramatma.
He has
both form. He is with form and he is without form.
With form and without form.
The infinite has no limitation.
But if he has form, any name, any quality should be there.
Yes. So, one thing is that everything and everyone is a manifestation of God. Yes?
We are also God?
We are all manifestations of God.
What meaning?
We are
clearly
good. I like it. Yes.
You are God, but now you have been covered by Maya. This is right.
That is a concept. It is
your concept or not?
So you say, I am God. I am an expression of God. I am an expression of the infinite. Just as the different colors of the rainbow, they are the expression of the white light.
If you are God, Supreme Lord, now you have been covered by Maya. Why you were covered by Maya? Who covered?
I can only give you my guess.
What?
You can only guess. You cannot say for sure.
Yes, because you are asking me.
Do you follow any Bhartiya Shastra? Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavad,
Gita,
or do you follow or not? Or Quran, or Bible?
Well, in every scripture, there is something good.
But what do you follow?
I'm not following any particular scripture.
Oh,
in Anandamarg, we are quoting the Vedas, we are quoting the Tantras, we are quoting what is besides the Vedas?
Huh? Puranas.
Upanishads.
Yes. You know Shankaracharya?
Yes.
What he has done? What he has told?
He, when he was about to die, Then he said that bhakti yoga is the quickest way.
But what before?
What he did before.
What he has written off.
Yes. He confused people.
He confused people.
I think you should follow Vedas, and the essence of Vedas is Vedanta Sutra.
Yes, okay.
And the explanation of Vedanta Shastra is Bhagavat. So, if you want to be happy in your life,
yeah,
we should try to give up all conceptions and to accept what Srimad Bhagavat tells. You will realize in your life that I am happy. And you will make others happy also. Otherwise, only what he is telling will not do. In my concept.
What I am telling?
That God
I told
is
that you are God or not.
Oh, yeah.
He told
manifestation of God. And God is ultimately like a light.
Yeah. No, I didn't say light. I'm just making an analogy.
Oh, okay.
In the same way that colored light is an
what
expression.
What is the proof of your telling?
Where it is proven that you are telling this.
What
thing
is your proof?
That's been explained.
For me.
Your whole constitution.
There is infinite being.
The infinite is existing.
And
God is infinite.
And
that is okay.
Okay. And everything and all of the colors.
He can be finite or not.
All of the colors and forms that we see are finite, right?
But I thought he is infinite.
God.
And he is also infinite.
Finite.
Yes, yes.
Purnasya purnam madaya purnam eva avasishyate. You know this is Veda.
She is Upanishad.
Please elaborate.
Krishna is telling Supreme Lord, purnam madah, purnam idam, purnat purnam uchyate, purnasya purnam madaya purnam eva avasishyate. Krishna is infinite, Purnam. And when he in the lap of Mother Yashoda, what he becomes?
A baby.
A small baby. His whole universe in Krishna. And Krishna is in whole universe.
Yes.
This is the conception of Vedas.
Yes.
So Krishna is also infinite if whether he is in the lap of mother. We cannot concept that.
These are the same time, finite and infinite. If he is a small baby, he is also infinite.
Right.
Krishna. We cannot understand with our intelligence, but this is the
conception.
So but in any case
because
Vedas,
Bhagavad Gita, they are telling. We have proof for our telling all these things, and we shall accept them.
So, everything that we see is finite. Is that right?
No. Finite means?
All
limited.
What we see in this world has limitations.
This body is finite.
Yes.
But who is speaking?
Soul.
Is not. He is infinite. Jiva. And the soul of soul, that is Brahma, is here also. Without his, there is no existence.
That's good. Now, is the finite a part of the infinite?
What?
We are all part
of the infinite.
Part and parcel of Supreme Lord,
yes.
Our soul.
Right.
But body is material.
But body is finite.
Yes.
And finite is a part of the infinite. Because outside of infinite there cannot be anything.
No, not part of Brahma. but illusory maya. Krishna has so many potencies.
It is one potency of the infinite.
So maya,
it's one
not
expression.
Krishna and his chit shakti.
Yes.
Thank you to come and
it time. Seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, the difference is that we say God is has form and also not form. He's a person and impersonal. But we say that the personal form is supreme and the source of the impersonal, whereas Ananda Marg said that the supreme is the impersonal aspect.
No.
And the,
we don't say
you
that.
Say equal form.
Yeah, because the personal is the inspiration.
Right.
Yes. And I, personally, I'm not interested to merge into the impersonal. I have no interest in that. My interest is to go on serving and loving as much as I can. And Krishna, if we want to call it Krishna, it's fine with me. Krishna is the expression of love. So I want to merge in that.
God is love in this sense. Krishna is himself.
That's right.
Love.
Yes.
More than love.
More than love. That from which everything comes.
They have come to
get initiated.
Then they will go to
fire sacrifice.
So let them come.
I would like to tell you just a little bit about our naturopathy center. I think it's nice for you to know.
They have a center here which is based upon naturopathy. Brinda was there,
Brinda's
and now Chandrani is staying there with her assistance. He wants to explain just one small thing. What is the purpose?
What?
This is Savitri. Savitri. Yeah.
He's friend of Romy, Dr. Romy.
Oh,
yeah.
They saw me yesterday.
Yeah, sorry, he came yesterday, day before.
Does he know Dr. Romy?
Yes, he knows Romy well.
Yeah.
Dr. Romy comes many times.
If I may show you, Dr. Romy is a part of the project. Dr. Romy Paredes.
Dr. Romy, who came to us?
2003.
With boy, big boy, little boy.
With his wife.
Wife, doctor.
He's a part of our project. Yeah.
Oh.
And the specialty here, we are not.
By telling.
It's my project too. He's helping him, helping us. He has healing center of naturopath. Very good center.
Very good.
We are not using medicines, maybe a little bit, but mostly we help people by cleaning their bodies. And then by helping them to change their food, their water drinking, their exercise.
Good.
Very good.
It is good center.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying to meet you.
Thank you so much. I was in that confusion that you are
Bhagavan Rajneesh.
Now okay. And also I'm happy that you don't want to emerge in Supreme Lord. You want to have love and affection and to serve Him.
Yes.
This
very
is good.
Not want to merge in the impersonal.
Yes.
That would be not interesting at all.
If you merge into the impersonal, then you'll have no opportunity for service. If you merge with someone, how can you serve him?
No, it is not.
He
won't save us.
My disciples
merge the consciousness, but the action is different.
My disciples may
still,
go there.
Still living, a living, working channel of that. Become a channel of Krishna. That's wonderful.
You need to go to his center.
Come on. How are you?
He has Brinda come forward.
I know.
He's
got
a healing center.
Can you
help this boy? His health is not good.
What is the problem?
I have liver problem.
Liver problem.
Easily. Liver is very easy for us.
Can you help?
Yeah, sure.
You can test. And if any need, Prabhu. This Prabhu is here. Okay? So you should rest and then come in Naudi Parikrama.
Do you have ticket back up to India?
No, I don't have money.
I gotta go there.
Thank you.
One more.
Sarithri.
Come on, yes.
What is
Narasimha. Your only big problem is the liver. Is that right? What symptom of indigestion and gas and things like that?
Anasuya, I'm sorry, she's a cook.